Danny, well done. I thought that was a fairly professional performance and a well-deserved victory at the end of the day.
Yeah, from start to finish, I thought it was very pleasing in a lot of aspects. And you know, we've got a new group of players there that there's an expectation upon them this season, and this cup competition has given us an opportunity to test ourselves against, you know, teams that are in higher leagues, that have got good quality within them, and that was certainly another challenge for us tonight. And I thought we handled it very well, got off to a great start. I thought the tempo, and we were a wee bit more direct tonight in terms of that we wanted to play in the right areas. And I think at any given time, you know, and everybody knows that my own philosophy, we like to see the beautiful game played in the right manner. And I think you've got to have that trust and belief in your players and take them through that. But there then comes a point that they've got to understand in what areas and that they can do it, and when to do it. And that's where we faced that challenge tonight. I felt, you know, overall in this cup competition, Edinburgh City very good the first half, a lot of good possession, but we go down 1-0 after giving a sloppy free kick away. Last week against Queen of the South, excellent the first half, self-destruct second half within 5 minutes, 2 goals, by overdoing it in the wrong areas. And tonight, and what's very pleasing as a coach, in that type of situation, is that the boys are taking it on board, and they got the rewards for that tonight. And I thought the balance and I thought the shape of the team looked very good tonight.
I also thought when Snodgrass got back in the second half, it would be quite easy to go back to the wall, but
he actually looked
a more likely team to score after that as well.
I mentioned that, I said that at half time the next goal is going to be very, very important, because I thought there would be more goals in it, and there was certainly goal opportunities. I thought Snodgrass improved at the beginning of the second half, and they made the 3 substitutions, which is always going to have an impact, you know, there's no doubt about that. But after conceding, that's what I said to the group there, I thought they responded absolutely fantastic to it. They managed the game very professionally. I thought that the control, they made the right, they made more right decisions tonight than the wrong ones on the ball. And probably in the balance of play in the second half, we could have had another couple, you know, with... We've got Chris McStay and David Goodwillie having a go at one another in there for the right reasons. And, you know, that's healthy. You know, I'm delighted in the opportunities and the way that we played tonight, the 3 fantastic goals. I'm fantastic with the energy that we showed. And against a very, very good, you know, Stranraer side, you know, they had a fantastic... They came into the game with a lot of confidence after having a fantastic performance and result against Motherwell on Saturday. And... we're going to face that same challenge ourselves now, so hopefully that we can take a lot of that positive play that we had tonight, that energy, and see where it takes us against an SPFL side come Saturday.
There's been quite a lot of squad rotation over the past couple of games. Are you any closer to finding out your starting 11 for the first time?
I think you can see a lot of pleasing things there tonight. We said that, you know, you're getting now to the stage of the season where you're looking for that... that familiarity where, you know, you're trying to get your starting 11 out there. And I think at this minute in time, I've said, you know, do we know what that is yet? No, because we've got good quality right without the squad. Tonight's performance, did that show a little bit in more in terms of the direction that we may go? Yeah, because I thought they were absolutely fantastic. But that doesn't mean to say, you know, we have a suspension on Saturday. And what's now going to happen, that everybody within our squad has got to be ready to pick up the mantle at any given time when they're given that opportunity, because we do have that good depth within it. But to a man tonight, I thought they were absolutely fantastic and thoroughly deserved the jersey.
Thanks, Danny.